You are listening to Awani Podcast with me, Dania Zainuddin. Do you know that Malaysians produce up to 2,000 tons or 2 million kilograms of textile waste and wearable products every day? Do you also know that textile industry is among the top contributors to global warming after oil and gas and meat production? The problem with fabric is that the material we wear, such as nylon and lycra, takes a long time to decompose, and the majority of polyester are not even biodegradable. This means that jersey or hoodie you just bought may not decompose for the next 20 or 200 years. In fact, when they decompose, they release harmful greenhouse gases like methane in the process. I recently spoke with the founders of ClothCast, a Kuala Lumpur-based social enterprise that is on a mission to keep fabric away from landfills. Founders Nick Suzila Hassan and Sarahan Kedah say the movement started by accident. They previously had careers in accounting and media, but both felt awareness on fabric waste is sorely lacking among the Malaysian public. They first came upon a technology that uses biodegradable plastic bottles to make fabric and started Green Hijab, selling eco-friendly scarves. And their foray into green apparel caught the attention of major fashion retailer Guess US, who then asked the duo to run a recycling campaign. And by 2017, ClothCast, they collaborated with the Selangor Youth Community and started running bin adoption programs across Klang Valley.
You know, it's like unlike any other fabric bins or, you know, recycle bins. You know, I think they're just left out at the side of the road and unmanaged. We go beyond that. We collect fabrics for them. We make sure that the bin is properly maintained, no overflowing of fabrics and all that. Through this adoption campaign, it is successful because the owner will take care of the bin. So, I mean, whenever the bin is full, you know, or, you know, something wrong with the bin, they will tell us. And not just that, after we collect the fabrics, we will be able to tell the numbers, how much is the kilograms collected. That's, and also, we give a buyback of 10 cents per kilogram for them to do, you know, any recycling programs that they want, or to give back to their staff, you know.
How many bins do you have across the nation right now?
Not across Malaysia, just Klang Valley, Melaka and Negeri Sembilan. It's about 300 bins. Yeah. Within not even 18 months, 16 months. Thanks to Shell. Shell contributed almost 60 bins.
60 bins, that's right.
So these companies have to, they will have to take care of these.
Yeah, we call it like bin adoption program.
Bin adoption program.
Yeah.
This is targeted for corporate companies.
Not just corporates, school, universities,
so, private institutions. Yeah. So we NGO, have tailors.
Even masjid and church we have.
Yeah. Church and Divine Mercy is our client as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's 300. Just within 15 months?
Yeah. We wish to deploy more. I think another 300 in the next 3 months.
Yeah, that's right. We realize that, you know, the youth are the major consumers of fast fashion, because we did some research, right? So being of that, I mean, we also realize that the Selangor government, they are big with sustainable cities and communities and empowering youth. And then Sarah and I also feel that in Malaysia, in the world for that matter, you can Google now, there is no such thing as a fabric movement in the world. You have plastic movement, but no such thing as fabric movement. So we want to be the first, right? A movement whereby we also realise that Malaysia, you have textile waste, but people don't really talk about it. But around the world, people talk about textiles and landfills, and, you know, textile and fashion industry being the second largest polluter after oil and gas. So we feel that, you know, this news is not cascaded down to Malaysia. It's okay, fine. So we do a movement together, and most importantly, what we learn is that when you talk about sustainability, you need to be represented by a credible factory, or else who's going to recycle for you? You talk a lot, but a stronger voice than you. And we can't think of a better party than Selangor Youth Community. Yeah, so that's the answer. So together, the three of us, we are the founding partners of the movement.
Right now, the fabrics collected are sent to a factory in Port Klang, where some 300 workers are employed to sort, repair the fabrics and redistribute them.
So once it goes into the cloth box, there's a truck service the box every week. Or depending on the, we call it the behavior of the bin. You know, sometimes the bin will be full within a month, then once a month collection. But like the high profile bin will be serviced every week. So it will go to the factory every week. That's where we collected. So every bin has their own ID. It's like IC number. So you have their own ID.
The truck will pick it up.
Yeah.
And it will be brought into this
factory, and it will be weighed. It will be recorded according to each bin, and then it will go through on the conveyor belt, where it will be sorted. It's called a sorting section into 400 categories. 400 categories means each
400.
More than 400. It's like you have your pants, short pants, long pants, jeans, back pocket, without pocket, and even baju pun, short sleeve, long sleeve, no sleeve, and we have the bra, lacy bra, normal bra, so it has 400 categories.
All sorted.
Yeah, and it will go through this conveyor belt twice to make sure that they have not missed anything, right? Then they will sort out according to the grades. So the grades that is wearable, it will be donated to charitable organization or export to developing countries like Pakistan, Bangladesh, Africa, And the second grade, it goes to the white industrial wiping cloth. So the cotton base is good for the wiping cloth, for the machineries, oil and gas, things like that. And the C one, the one that, you know, the scrap, like, you know, you have buttons or zip that need, it will turn into fuel for energy conversion. So, I mean, even so, they would have the one section donation, they have the repair section where the missing button or, you know, broken zip, they will repair it and they can still redistribute it.
How big is in terms of workmanship?
They have more than 300 laborers working for this, and the factory is the size of 4 football fields. It's huge.
Where is this?
In Port Klang.
How rewarding is it to be in environment?
It goes by volume. Okay, first of all, to answer that question, is waste is wealth. You grew up in Malaysia. Okay, good. So if you notice that back then, there's uncle or pakcik, newspaper lama. So if you give a newspaper lama, you get money, right? So that's a buyback, you call it garbage buyback or sampah buyback lah. So what we want to do is we want to reintroducing buyback, that's number one. Number two is that, yes, when I said that's a meaning, every kilogram, there's value to it. Same here. So it goes by volume. It's not much. It's not like, you know, you make, for instance, like 1 liter of cooking oil is 1 ringgit or something. You know, it's not that much, but it goes by volume.
So the more hardworking you are finding this.
That's why we need more bins.
That's why. We need more.
In order for Susie and Sarah to survive.
Unwanted fabrics. Yeah.
We want more unwanted fabrics. In order for us to get more unwanted fabrics at the same time for people to take action, is for a lot of people to believe in our movement and also at the same time to adopt the bin. Yeah, so the more people adopt the bin, Susie and Sarah can excel in our business and can do better things for the environment, especially Malaysia. I like to talk about Malaysia because I'm a Malaysian. And
in 2018, the Solid Waste Management and Public Cleaning Corporation, SW Corp, reported that Malaysians threw out over 195 million kilograms of fabric a year, underscoring the urgency to bring greater awareness on fabric waste to the public.
Sarah and I, our role here in Malaysia is to create awareness, is number one. That is very simple to do. Most importantly, when you create awareness, you might want to make sure that there is call to action. From call to action of people can mean two things. An initiation. From initiation, it becomes a habit. From a habit, it becomes a lifestyle. And then after that, when it becomes a lifestyle, when you see other people dispose that into normal garbage bin, then it's like, what's wrong with you? It's like, it's an offense. So that's what we want to do. And so right now what we want to do is that we really realize that a lot of NGO, they talk a lot, but there is no fabric bins, there is no recycling partners, there is no an integration between the corporates and also the policy makers. So what we're trying to do is we try to work, you know, we are working with the amazing SW Corp, who's our partner, and because of them we are expanding in Melaka as well. We are in what they call Dataran Palawan, the largest mall in Melaka. So we want this to be discussed in the parliament. And then I was told that, you know, there are certain people, we are meeting someone who is an analyst and researcher from the parliament, because she's doing research about textiles industry in Malaysia. But like at the end of the day, we want to be textile as to be segregated at its source, and they should not go into the landfills. That's what we want. And hence why the campaign should not be stuck at Suzy and Sarah. You talk about a campaign, it must have a start date, it must have an end date.
You know, so I mean, we want to end it by May, but I told Suzy, March we already wrap up. So
yeah,
May,
we installed the
bin. Holiday.
Yeah, we installed the bin, we're going to go for a holiday, and what we're going to do is that we're going to empower other people to run the campaign, we're going to monitor.
Gonna start, and we're going to start something
so
else.
So someone
will hand over to your younger people, we will hire people. For now, for the past 15 and a half months, Sarah and I are very hands-on. We go on ground, we work closely with Selangor youth. Like, you know, in terms of promotion, Zatasha, of course, Tengku Zatasha. In terms of fabric bin, whatever not, recycling, with lovely clothing. And of course, with hundreds of partners that we have, more than 250 partners that we have as at today, we've collected more than 350,000 kilograms in 15 and a half months. But as you know, when you talk about a movement and a campaign, you need to have a start and end date. We wanted to end our campaign by 18th of February 2021. But however, the good news is that the campaign has been going quite fast in terms of awareness, and that a lot of people want to be part of it. So our role, Sarah and I, what we're supposed to do is to place more bins. Because if you talk a lot, but there's no bin, where's your call to action? Correct. B is that when you have a movement, you need to hand over. It's not about you. It's about getting other people to live your life, the life that Sarah and I have been living. Handing over to younger people to run the show. And to go for meetings, corporate meetings, and to convince people. It's not, I know a lot of people are like, what? Are you like closing the campaign when it's at the peak? I said, no, it's not about closing the campaign at the peak. It's about letting go and handing it over to other people to believe it.
Yeah. We won't be like to do like on ground and things like that. We're going to have like a new team who going to manage this.
I understand
the
decision, but why the decision?
Why is because...
No, because there's a lot of things that you can do when it comes to textile waste management.
We need to go for a bigger picture as well.
So collection is just one thing. Like, there's a lot of things that you can do beyond that. And also, like, you know, maybe we also need to explore looking at other
innovations. In regards to textiles or new projects. I want to train the younger people, just like, you know, in the office, we have staff, right? So I don't believe in staff. I believe in knowledge sharing with the younger people. How do you plan a campaign? I can't be doing hundreds of campaigns. Sarah can't be doing hundreds of campaigns, but without handing over our knowledge to other people, right? So that's what we want to do. We want to teach people, like people ask, right? How do you guys do campaigns at the national level without even spending 1 cent of advertising money or social media money? I want to teach people. We have to hand over and make people know. So that's why we need to make other people go on ground and go do volunteerism. If you do volunteerism, your family will know, cousin, mazen, office mate, tahu. So you have to empower people so that it's like, it will go sporadic. It cannot be stuck at Suzy and Sarah. It cannot do that. You have to pass your dream and belief to other people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So much for your time.
Adalah, thank you, babe.
You are listening to Suzy and Sarah from Clothcast. I'm Dania Zainuddin. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.